Poetry on the Radio. Today, Kimberly K. Williams.
What Sadie saw. I found May on the porch after I heard her yell, "It's swallowing the sky." We stood in awe, watching the basket rise. As it lifted, we sat in the rockers, hardly able to follow it skirt the blue while remaining standing. Who had ever seen such a thing? Fire shooting into cloth, the cloth expanding into a ball, the ball ascending like a giant building raised toward heaven. I said, "May, have you ever?" And her silence told me she hadn't. We had been working all night and sleeping toward mid-morning, and I assumed the whoosh was a flock alighting, except instead of moving on, it shushed again and again. It was May's hollering that brought me outside. Could you imagine lifting your head from the pillow to dream such a creature into waking life? Can you picture this quiet monster come to snatch you from your nightmare of living, to hoist you gentle into the clear blue sky? This poem is from my collection published by Recent Work Press, Sometimes a Woman. It came out in July of 2021. And it's a book of poems about the women who helped to settle, and I use that word in quotation marks, what is commonly referred to in the United States as the Wild West. And the early women out in the West were generally the prostitutes and the madams. They went out well before the wives. These women are often marginalized. My research showed that these were women with really full, rich lives. They had no legal rights, and so very few choices. So I thought to write a series of poems that showed the many ways that their lives could play out, and this one has them just looking at a hot air balloon for the first time. What Sadie saw. I found May on the porch after I heard her yell, "It's swallowing the sky." We stood in awe, watching the basket rise. As it lifted, we sat in the rockers, hardly able to follow it skirt the blue while remaining standing. Who had ever seen such a thing? Fire shooting into cloth, the cloth expanding into a ball, the ball ascending like a giant building raised toward heaven. I said, "May, have you ever?" And her silence told me she hadn't. We had been working all night and sleeping toward mid-morning, and I assumed the whoosh was a flock alighting, except instead of moving on, it shushed again and again. It was May's hollering that brought me outside. Could you imagine lifting your head from the pillow to dream such a creature into waking life? Can you picture this quiet monster come to snatch you from your nightmare of living, to hoist you gentle into the clear blue sky?
Today we heard Kimberly K. Williams on Poetry on the Radio, a production of ArtSound FM and Recent Work Press. To find out more, go to artsound.fm and look under the Programs tab for Poetry on the Radio.